Aspects of Archaeology with Simon Tinsley.
Since the human race first looked to the skies, their hearts were full of wonder. The great orbs of the sun and moon dominated their day-to-day lives, giving way to the twinkling pinpricks of light in the night sky that inspired thoughts of wondrous beings and myths. It should therefore come as no surprise that some amongst our ancestors yearned to understand such magical sights and studied them intensely. As knowledge of their environment increased, mankind devised ever more complicated devices to increase their understanding of these phenomena, a trend that continues to this day. Hello, I'm Simon Tinsley. Welcome to Aspects of Archaeology on RNIB Connect Radio. There is still much we can learn from history, and my field, archaeology, is a way for us to get to the truth. In this series, we're looking for the objects, items and artifacts to help us do that. Today, the Antikythera mechanism. In our modern technological world, we can often underestimate the capabilities of our forebears. The following story shows how a chance find shook the archaeological world as to just how sophisticated some of the so-called primitive societies could be. In 1900, off the coast of Crete, a deep diving team searching for natural sponges was under threat from a sudden storm. Once the storm had passed, the divers resumed their search, and upon resurfacing, one of the divers, Elias Stadiatis, emerged shocked and fearful, talking of many naked bodies on the seabed. Further investigation showed that the storm had unearthed an ancient merchant ship whose cargo included a number of marble statues rather than dead bodies. Other treasures recovered from the wreck included fine jewellery, vases and coins. One curious find, a metal lump the size of a shoebox, received little attention. However, after the finds were deposited in the National Archaeological Museum in Athens, for some months, this lump of shapeless metal broke apart to reveal a series of intricate gear wheels inside. These wheels were the size of small coins and had precise teeth cut into them, measuring as small as 1 millimeter. These gears interlocked in different planes and shocked archaeologists worldwide. Gearing such as this has never been seen before the work of clockmakers in the Middle Ages, several hundred years after the estimated date of the wreck, around 200 BC. Early investigations by German philologist Albert Rehm took note of three numbers found inscribed on one of the fragments, 1976 and 223. Rehm recognized the significance of these numbers as those used in Babylonian predictive astrology, tracking the movements of planets and stars in the sky. This scuppered early attempts to explain the device as a navigational tool. As the decades went by, this curious device, named the Antikythera mechanism, broke up into 82 fragments, and it was clear that much of the mechanism was missing. Professor Tony Freeth of University College London extensively studied the fragile device and used a large X-ray machine to examine its inner workings in the 1970s. The result showed how intricately linked the gears were in three dimensions, which helped to facilitate the further dismantling of the device. This was later repeated in 2005 after much improvement in X-ray technology, and with the aid of the Archaeological Museum of Athens, the results were illuminating. Not only did the 3D scans reveal ever more intricate details of the workings of the device, but an inscription was found etched on the back cover that was essentially a user manual. Well, this inscription is not complete. It contains enough detail to confirm exactly what information the device was designed to display. The device essentially allows the user to accurately follow and predict the positions of the celestial bodies or planets of the solar system, the sequence of the phases of the moon, and predict the dates of future eclipses. For those more technically minded listeners, I refer them to the work of Tony Freeth of University College London on the subject. Of particular interest is the gear that corresponds to the movements of the moon. While Greek astronomers recognized the movement of the moon in the night sky, they were not aware as to why this movement varied in speed. We now know that this is due to its elliptical orbit that made it appear slower when further away from the Earth. They still managed to include this phenomenon within the device by way of a slightly offset gear within the mechanism that matched these perceived changes in speed. The information provided by the mechanism would have been of great interest to those studying the skies and could aid the timing of religious festivals, of which the Greek world had many at this time. One of the dials incorporated in the display was specifically designed to show the correct timings for religious festivals specific to the island of Rhodes. This has led some to suggest that the famous Greek astronomer Hipparchos, living in Rhodes around the time that the device is believed to have been made, was responsible for it. The Antikythera mechanism is often referred to as the world's first analog computer. Geared items of such complexity and accuracy do not appear again in the historical record until the advent of astronomical clocks in the 14th century, some 1600 years later. While some hold to dreams of finding some of the missing parts or duplicate devices following further exploration of the shipwreck, I believe we should just be thankful to have stumbled across such a unique item at all.
For more aspects of archaeology, you can go to RNIB Connect Radio's audio boom pages and search for Aspects of Archaeology.